And para comenzar, to commence, to begin with, I'm going to give you a few keys to show you how you can inmediatamente, immediately, transformar, transform, o seu vocabulário inglês, your English vocabulary, into Portuguese, so that you will have a starting vocabulário of well over 2,000 words, which is not bad to begin with. Especialmente, especially, if you considera, if you consider, how limitado, limited, is the vocabulário which we use in our active language, in our vocabulário ativo. Our active vocabulary is quite small in any language. It may vary between 500 and 1500 words. That's all we use in any language. Michel Thomas always gave the example of a major New York newspaper, which worked out that in a typical issue, they only used 600 different words. Just to give you an idea of the limitação, the limitation, do vocabulário ativo, of the active vocabulary which we use in our everyday language. Now I'm going to give you a few examples of how to transformar, how to transform, o seu vocabulário inglês, your English vocabulary, into Portuguese. Words in English that end in ible, like possible, and able, like probable, are the same in English and Portuguese, except for a difference in their pronunciation. There's a diferença in the pronunciação, because ible in Portuguese is pronounced evil. The letter I in Portuguese is pronounced E, and able, the able ending in Portuguese is pronounced avel. The letter A in this context is pronounced A. And the stress is on those, E or A, evil, avel, unlike in English, where possible the stress is on the first syllable. This is quite important because the letter O in Portuguese, if it's not stressed, has a different value from when it is stressed. So, possible is possível. The O isn't stressed, so it sounds more like an U, possível. You skate over it quickly. The same thing happens in English because we have, for example, the O in politics. It's the same letter O, but it sounds completely different in the word political, political. So we say politics, but political. And it's similar with possível in Portuguese. So how would you say possible in Portuguese?
Possível.
Paulo?
Possível.
Given what you know now about the ible endings, how would you say horrible? Now, first of all, I'm going to have to tell you how to pronounce the double R, this Portuguese double R. There are two ways of pronouncing the double R in Portuguese. Paulo?
Okay, I'll say first the what you would call the Spanish way, horrível.
Mm-hmm. And the other way?
Would be horrível.
And what determines which pronunciation you use?
In a way, it's hard to say because it has to do with the context itself.
So essentially, it's not really important.
It's not really important, no. I think that if the word is clear, it's articulated clearly, then
okay,
a person would understand it, I think.
That's lucky because some people have trouble with the French r, and some people have trouble with the r.
Yeah.
So how would you say horrible?
Horrible.
Horrível or horrível, just like you said in first place. People can choose what's more, where they feel more comfortable and how they feel more comfortable. I believe the R is very hard to pronounce.
For English speakers,
for
it
English
can be.
For English speakers, yes.
Yeah. Right. So now you know how to say horrible. How would you say terrible in Portuguese?
Terrível.
Terrível.
How would you say comfortable in Portuguese?
Confortável.
Confortável. Try again.
Confortável.
Confortável.
Probable. We already know that the B of able and ible changes to a V sound. The first B in probable also changes to a V sound. So how would you say probable in Portuguese?
Provável.
Right. Now, the O isn't stressed, so we're going to skate over it.
Provável.
Provável.
To say is in Portuguese, you say e, just one little word, e with an acute accent on it, e. So how would you say it is possible?